Welcome to Target Field in Minneapolis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Alejandro Diaza. Batting second. The third baseman, Kevin Youkilis. Batting third. The first baseman, Adam Dunn. Batting fourth. The DH, Paul Konerko. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Alex Rios. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Alexei Ramirez. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Dion Vecido. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tyler Flowers. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Orlando Hudson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jake Peavy. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Denard Span. Batting second. The right fielder, Ben Revere. Batting third. The catcher, Joe Mauer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Josh Willingham. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Justin Morneau. Batting sixth. The DH, Ryan Dumit. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Danny Valencia. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Brian Dozier. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jamie Carroll. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Scott Diamond. And now, play ball. Alejandro Diaza is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Diaza hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kevin Youkilis is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. There goes Diaza. The throw from Mauer and he is safe. Diaza steals second. Kevin Youkilis is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Youkilis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valencia fields it and throws to first for the out. Diaza moves to third. One out. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Dunn hits a fly ball into center field. Span settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Diaza tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Konerko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valencia fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Denard Span is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Span hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Revere is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Revere hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Vecido. Revere reaches second base with a double. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Peavy spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Peavy. Revere moves to third. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mauer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dunn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mauer for the out. Revere scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's White Sox, 1, Twins, 1. Josh Willingham is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Willingham hits a fly ball into right field. Rio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Rios hits a fly ball into center field. Span settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez hits a fly ball into center field. Span settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dion Vecino is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Vecino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dozier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Morneau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hudson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ryan Dumit is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Dumit hits a fly ball into center field. Diaz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Valencia is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Valencia hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Twins. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Dozier strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Flowers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Orlando Hudson is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Hudson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valencia fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Alejandro Diaz is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Diaz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Diaz hits a line drive into right field. Revere settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jamie Carroll is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Carroll strikes out. One out. Denard Span is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Span is 0-for-1 in the game. Span hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dunn scoops it up and throws to first, with PV covering, for the out. Two outs. Ben Revere batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Revere is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Revere hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Revere. The throw from Flowers and he is safe. Revere steals second. Joe Mauer batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Mauer is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mauer takes first base on ball 4. Josh Willingham is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Willingham is 0-for-1 in the game. Willingham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Kevin Youkilis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Youkilis is 0-for-1 in the game. Youkilis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dunn is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Dunn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carroll fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Konerko is 0-for-1 in the game. Konerko hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carroll scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Morneau is 0-for-1 in the game. Morneau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hudson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ryan Dumit is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dumit is 0 for 1 in the game. Dumit strikes out. 2 outs. Danny Valencia is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valencia is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Valencia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yukelis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rios is 0 for 1 in the game. Rios hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez strikes out. 1 out. Dion Vecido is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Vecido is 0 for 1 in the game. Vecido hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rios moves to third. Tyler Flowers batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Flowers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Flowers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dozier fields it and throws to second for the out. Rios scores. 2 outs. It's White Sox, 2, Twins, 2. Orlando Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Flowers moves to second. Orlando Hudson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hudson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hudson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carroll scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Dozier is 0 for 1 in the game. Dozier hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jamie Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dozier. The throw from Flowers and he is safe. Dozier steals second. Jamie Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Carroll is 0 for 1 in the game. Carroll hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dunn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carroll for the out. Dozier moves to third. 1 out. Denard Span is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Span is 0 for 2 in the game. Span hits a line drive towards first. Dunn catches it and throws to third to double up Dozier. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Alejandro Diaza is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Diaza is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Diaza hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Revere. Diaza reaches second base with a double. Kevin Yukelis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Yukelis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yukelis strikes out. 1 out. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dunn is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Dunn strikes out. 2 outs. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Konerko is 0 for 2 in the game. Konerko hits a fly ball into right field. Revere settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Ben Revere batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Revere is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Revere hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peavy fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Mauer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Maurer takes first base on ball 4. Josh Willingham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Willingham is 0 for 2 in the game. Willingham strikes out. There goes Maurer. The throw from Flowers to second, and Maurer is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Rios is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rios hits a fly ball into center field. Span settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alexei Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 0 for 2 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dozier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dion Vecido is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Vecido is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vecido hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carroll scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Justin Morneau batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Morneau is 0 for 2 in the game. Morneau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dunn scoops it up and throws to first, with PV covering, for the out. One out. Ryan Dumit is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dumit is 0 for 2 in the game. Dumit strikes out. Two outs. Danny Valencia is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valencia is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Valencia strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flowers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Flowers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Diamond fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Orlando Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Flowers moves to second. Orlando Hudson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hudson is 0 for 2 in the game. Hudson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valencia fields it and throws to first for the out. Flowers moves to third. One out. Alejandro Diaza is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Diaza is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Diaza hits a line drive towards the mound. Diamond can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Flowers scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Jared Burton now pitching. Kevin Youkilis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Youkilis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Youkilis hits a line drive into left field. Willingham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunn is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Dunn hits a fly ball into center field. Span settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Dozier is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dozier strikes out. One out. Jamie Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll is 0 for 2 in the game. Carroll hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dunn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Denard Span is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Span is 0 for 3 in the game. Span hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ben Revere is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Revere is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Revere hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yukilis juggles the ball. That's an error on Yukilis. Span moves to third. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mauer is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Mauer hits a pop-up towards short. Ramirez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Burnett now pitching. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Konerko is 0 for 3 in the game. Konerko hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Carroll reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rios is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rios hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 3 in the game. Ramirez hits a fly ball into right field. Revere settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dion Vecido is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Vecido is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vecido strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jordan Danks now playing left field. Addison Reed now pitching. Josh Willingham is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Willingham is 0 for 3 in the game. Willingham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morneau is 0 for 3 in the game. Morneau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hudson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ryan Dumit is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dumit is 0 for 3 in the game. Dumit hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Diaza. Dumit reaches second base with a double. Darren Mastriani pinch runs for Ryan Dumit. Danny Valencia is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valencia is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Valencia takes first base on ball 4. Alexi Carcilla pinch runs for Danny Valencia. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dozier is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dozier hits a fly ball into center field. Diaza settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Target Field in Minneapolis.